what goes through a police department and their morale? What is their morale like after one of their own gets wounded?
Well, it's a very tragic situation, unfortunate for everybody. Why I see most when this, something like this happens, it really brings the officers close together. They lean on each other. They support each other. It's such a traumatic situation, such a stressful situation. They really need each other in these types of situations. So emotionally, they are really there for one another.
They also have an eye care team that has gone about. And how much do they help with the police department in situations like this?
Well, there's a lot of individual counseling for any officer that needs it. The police department does offer those type of counseling. But I just can't stress enough as to the internal support from the department itself, from the rank and file officers supporting each other in situations like this. They know what it's like firsthand to experience it, and it's so good to have somebody there that has seen it, has been through this, and can lean on those type of officers for their support.
It's an extremely stressful profession. Have you seen officers leave police work so simply because of things like this?
No, yeah, absolutely. It's such a stressful situation for those who've never encountered, to basically be shot, to have to shoot somebody, to be involved in a situation that is so traumatic, life-threatening. It does leave some people who just can't handle the stress, and they do leave law enforcement completely.
Right. When counseling is needed, I mean, it's obviously a very stressful time, but is counseling widely available for police officers?
It is. The department does a really good job in providing that counseling for any officer who needs it. There is actually a full-time counselor available for any officer who, at any point throughout their career, may need some additional counseling.
I talked to one other law enforcement official about this, but is it more difficult to be an officer now than it ever has before?
Oh, absolutely. I left about 14 years ago, and I can't imagine doing a job today. I've seen a tremendous lack of respect for law enforcement from the public. I think the public in general supports law enforcement, but there is a certain element of the public that clearly has absolutely no respect. So that's one of the biggest challenges. But, in situations like this, you're seeing more and more prevalent. You're seeing more officers shot and killed in the line of duty. So it has become a much more stressful job and at every level.
Why do you think it's become that way?
I don't understand. I don't know why. I think there's probably a lot of factors. I think there's a certain element in our community that just has absolutely no respect for police officers. They're willing to shoot and kill police officers. They do not want to listen to police officers. They have no respect for authority. And that creates a problem in our culture, in our society. And I think we're seeing it's a little more prevalent now than it's been in decades in the past.
How does your group, Teamsters Local 381, help out in times like this?
Yes, it's actually Local 391, but we do what we can. Any support the officers need, the family needs, we're there for them. I'm probably going to go visit the officer today at the hospital, but we will be there in any capacity that they need our support for.
Yeah, and have not heard very much about his condition since Tuesday night. Last we heard, it was in critical condition, and it's basically remained that way for the last 36 hours or so, and hopefully we'll learn a little bit more here as the day goes on. Rick, we thank you so much for your time here, as always, for telling us and give us some insight about this situation. We'll talk to you again soon. Take care.
Thank you. Appreciate you. Take care.
Thank you.